Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, and welcome everybody to another episode of Pod Strickland. I'm your host, Schwinnie Poo. In this episode 384, I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Prez, that is at underscore Presidente on Twitter. Prez, how are you doing on this Thursday evening prior to the Knicks taking on the Denver Nuggets?
I am enjoying March Madness. I made a decision to not do a bracket this year, and that way I can just enjoy ugly college hoops for what they are.
I did two brackets. I don't actually have any idea what I picked. I don't remember it.
I know you're about to kill it.
Yeah, I don't actually give a shit if I am or not. It's fun. It's fine watching shitty college basketball for the two or whatever. It's like, what, 3 weeks? Three weekends in a row. Yeah, it's good for what it is. And after that, I will not watch it until I do this again next year. It'll be great. All right. Before we get started, I do have to make a few announcements. First, we have the Strickland has an Instagram. Check that out. That is at the Strickland on Instagram. We're posting all kinds of new content on there. The Strickland also has a YouTube channel where you may be watching this podcast. If you haven't done so already, please hit like, subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment. That'd be a huge help to us. The Strickland also has merchandise, which you can find on our website at www.thestrick.land. There's a link that'll take you to the merchandise store. We got all kinds of cool stuff there. T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it, we've got it. And Strickland also has a Patreon, which you can subscribe to. Number of different tiers. There's a $6 tier that gets you access to Pod Strickland's podcast that I host every Friday at the Prez. You also get access to our newest podcast, Takes Robbie's Bozos, hosted by Andrew Steele, a.k.a. Doug, along with Zach Blatter. And you get access to the Strickland Discord where the conversation never stops. The further tiers, there's a $9 tier that gets you access to Strickland Roll, my solo pod, where I rant and rave with NXT even more. You also get access to wonderful premium articles by Matthew Miranda, one of the best in the business. And you also get access to Strictly NFL, which you guessed it is our new podcast that is about the NFL that is hosted by Constantine Metricos. There are further tiers. It's $15 tier, $30 tier, $50 tier, and $100 tier. Those come with a variety of additional benefits, like listening on Podcornings, merchandise discounts, and even potentially co-hosting a podcast alongside yours. Truly one day, whether you choose to subscribe or not, it's going to be possible without you. And none of this would be possible without BetOnline. The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for the season. With the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round trip, right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices, and even track your bracket real time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember, use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome deposit welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. We've got a great new sponsor. I love betting my friends and betting them on anything. Sports games, who's fast, that's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. Unfortunately, Prez is not doing a bracket, but theoretically, we could go head-to-head on a bracket and bet on that. You can bet on literally anything. Use our promo code BLEAVNYX, B-L-E-A-V, NYX, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code again. That's BLEAVNYX, B-L-E-A-V, NYX. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. So we got some good news the other day that Mitchell Robinson has been cleared to take full contact in practice, and he has been doing so, or has finally done so. No further update beyond that. Maybe we'll get one when Tibbs does his pregame or postgame tonight. But I don't know. I mean, I guess what are your initial thoughts when you saw that news come across?
Well, I saw that come across, and then I saw... Well, I guess this was before the news officially came across, but it's related. I don't know what the post was on Instagram, but Mitch had commented that basically he expects to come off the bench, play off the bench, which, you know, makes sense. You got to play yourself into shape a little bit, and I heart's hooping, so it's not like there's crazy pressure. But, I mean, I don't know, a couple things. First, if you had us taking bets on who was coming back when, I don't think folks would have had Mitch back before Julius, but it is what it is. He did get hurt the first, right? So he's had the most time. I'm just excited, man. Y'all know I'm a big Mitch fan. Iheart's versatility is unmatched, but there's just something special about watching Mitch just like sun opposing big men and just dunk on them. Like, I miss that. I mean, we don't be dunking on people like that. Dante tries, but it never works. Iheart doesn't really dunk on people like that. So I don't know. There's a certain, in addition to the efficiency, there's just a certain competitive, like emotional, like when Iheart starts whooping another team's ass, it's like death by a thousand cuts. But when Mitch does it, it's like, damn, like if that was me rooting for the other team, I would just be sad. I would just be disheartened, forlorn. And I enjoy that when he's on our team. And obviously that, you know, Precious has been doing amazing bang up job. Sims has been doing all right, all things considered. But just being able to rotate between those three as needed, that's going to be a gift, especially for the regular season, right? Like, I know we're all thinking about the playoffs, but like 2-seed, 3-seed, 4-seed, like a lot of stuff is still up in the air. So like for regular season games, just being able to toss Mitch out there by against all these fucking teams that, you know, like we talked about last week, like all these teams that are just like, fuck it, we're just going to double down on offensive roster construction and ignore rebounding or defense or whatever. Like, it's a huge advantage in the regular season, right? Mitch, and then having Mitch and Iheart. So with the Cavs theoretically having some tough sledding with Donnie out for a little bit, the timing is good. Well, we still don't know exactly when he'll be back, right? So,
Mitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no... We don't know anything definitive. I would imagine that it's maybe like 7 to 10 days.
Because
they're going to want him to work his fitness back and all that stuff. And honestly, I mean, he's not going to start, but I think they're better off being cautious with him given it's his second serious foot injury or whatever. So
yeah, so it's good. I mean, there's a couple of like questions that come up from it. Like, I hope, I mean, these bench lines won't be pretty, but like on offense, but like, I do hope Precious still gets some run at the 4 and the 5, given Randall's still out and Precious is still good. And again, we're in the regular season and some teams, you know, some teams are dead in the water versus that level of rebounding when you combine these kind of guys like the Knicks can, regardless of the spacing. So I hope, you know, Tibbs has been pressing a lot of the right buttons lately. So hopefully this works out in his favor. I don't know. I'm just happy for Mitch, man. He was, it's easy to forget with how amazing the Knicks defense has been with OG, absolutely elite. And with Iheart being a elite defensive player on his own, right? Like, we've talked about his DEPM and other stats ad nauseum at this point, but like Mitch was pretty much holding down the defense while the rest of the Knicks were getting their shit together on both ends early on. So when you look at a lot of his stats, they don't scream like all defense or defensive player of the year, but he had clearly made a leap in terms of processing. His fouls were at a career low. He had more steals than blocks. And you could just see in his play that like he had reached that veteran center level of his career about like knowing when to bait and when to impose and when to just use finesse. And I don't know. I just hope he's good, man. Not like, I mean, I hope he's good at basketball, but I hope he's physically good. That's really my main thing. But above all, I mean, I'm fucking excited, man. I'm a big Mitch fan. The longest tenured Nick, lest we forget.
Yes, he is the longest tenured Nick now. Has been for a while, actually. Yeah, I'm excited to have Mitch back. I was a little bit unsure about how excited I'd be because, one, Precious played well, and two, I think
he's that, your new adopted son.
No, I mean, jokes aside, I think that he gives you a look that you don't really have otherwise. You can do things with him defensively you can't do with other dudes that Tibbs would trust of a five. He doesn't trust Randall of the five. He does trust Precious, obviously, to some degree there. But more than that, it's the idea that, well, once Mitch is better than Precious. Like, there's really not a question about that. But it's that once Mitch came back, we'd probably never see Precious again. And I still am worried about that because I think that you want to keep that versatility. You want to use every tool that's in your toolbox. That's something that Tibbs hasn't always done. But the Knicks played a game against Golden State on Monday, which they won. And surprisingly enough, and to his credit, Tibbs, with OG Anunoby out, did not start Precious Chua at the four. He started Deuce McBride. And in his post-game press conference, he specifically cited things that happened in the previous matchup against Golden State when they started big with Precious Chua at the four and how the game got away from them and they were chasing it the entire time. And he referenced the fact that he wanted the floor more spread and all these types of things that are great. The main takeaway I had, though, that was good. The other thing he did in this game, which I didn't love, but in retrospect, I understand. He was not happy with Precious Chua in this game. Precious did not have a good game. He did not. So when Precious struggled in the first half, and Isaiah Hartenstein is on a minutes limit, so he's trying to, keep that under control. Instead of going back to Precious to close the first half, he went to Jericho Sims. Jericho's terrible. Honestly, awful. But he gave him a shot. And I think this game, maybe more than any game in Tibbs' time in New York, gives me hope that he might actually lean into the different options that this roster gives him. And that he might be willing to be more flexible. And that he might mix and match and cater more towards, game plans specifically for specific opponents and their strengths and weaknesses and so on and so forth. This game was really, really encouraging. And so now when you see that game and now you get Mitch back, I think you feel really good because you have evidence, not just evidence, but you have, proof here of Tibbs being willing to give guys chances, reacting to how a game is unfolding, and being a little bit more flexible. And if you get Mitch back and you have Hartenstein, yeah, you have 48 minutes of rim protection. But if I tell you that Precious is now your third string center and your backup four, presumably, that the backup four thing is, again, it's very tricky because, OG can play the four. Josh can play the four. Obviously, Randall, knock on wood, he'll be back soon. We don't have an update on him yet. But all these guys can play the four. But if Precious gets minutes at backup four and he's your third string five, I think that's a pretty good scenario, all things considered. Great scenario, really. So the Mitch news, I've been pretty hesitant about not necessarily how excited I am for, of the potential of getting him individually. I'm just really worried about, well, Tibbs, does that mean like Precious is buried now and whatever? And I'm optimistic that's not the case because I think he's shown a lot of growth as a coach. And I thought that Golden State game was a really, really positive sign for all those things.
Yeah, he's been killing it for a minute now, Tibbs. But that was different. That was his crowning jewel in terms of lineup adjustments. We've seen the experimentation with the play style in a major way leading up to that game. And it's almost like that has freed him up. And we've seen this throughout his career, right? Like, he either doesn't experiment much or injuries happen and then he's just like full mad fucking scientist mode. Point center Joakim Noah, whatever. Kirk Heinrich, Aaron Brooks type guard backcourts and shit. And, you know, how long have we clamored for off-ball movement, even with players who are currently on the roster moving off the ball, right? Like, Josh Hart is setting Draymond-type flare screens left and right off-ball. Jalen Brunson is running around like fucking Steph Curry by necessity because teams are just trying to top lock him and soft double him even when he doesn't have the ball. Precious cuts, OG cuts,
Deuce cuts.
Iheart's handoff game with Jalen Brunson is probably the best handoff game since we've seen in the Knicks since Fournier is the height of his powers with the Knicks in the season we weren't good with Julius Randle. But he doesn't just do it with Brunson, although Brunson's the one who gets a lot of the attention, right? He does that with a lot of the bench guys. He does that. Precious does that shit. Precious does handoffs with the moving screen, Miami style. And, like, you know, it's hard to tell where personnel ends and program begins in terms of coaching, but it almost feels like too much to fully revert. Like, at this point, like, if we revert it, like, say we get healthy for the playoffs, like, to fully revert to the level of off-ball movement we had before, that seems impossible. And it would just be too stark of a departure for a team to undergo entering the playoffs. And part of that is because of Iheart and Precious and Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. Those are the main kind of four to me. And Dante, I should say. So, like, that's just their play styles have been... Tibbs has leaned into that. And Jalen still gets his ISOs, right? Like, this, or in his pick and roll, this isn't, he hasn't really, like, eliminated that. So, I don't know. But, like, to your point, the degree matters, right? Like, nobody's saying Tibbs is going to cold turkey, just go back to full ISO ball. But the conjunction of the different play types with the matchup dependent scheme switches, right? Like playing up more or going small with Hart and Deuce or with Dante, three guard lineups, stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of teams that I could destroy even when we're healthy. Not that our starting lineup couldn't also destroy those teams, right? It's a pick your poison situation. But I don't know, just looking at playoff matchups, like, Orlando's pretty fucking big, but, like, other teams that we might end up playing in the first, like, there's quite a lot of occasion to mess around with this stuff versus them. If only to throw other teams some curveballs, because the playoffs is about, you know, you either learn to hit your opponent's fastball or you don't. And we've historically, the last couple of years, just been the kind of pitcher who just has a really great fastball, and we live or die by that shit, and we're not throwing anything else. We like the fucking Aroldis Chapman of playoff teams. So it'll be interesting to see if...
Hopefully not in some of the ways that have gone public recently.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know. I ain't even bringing that shit up, bro. I forgot about that shit. Jesus Christ.